Thank you so much, William and Kira, for your time today. I was wondering if I could start with you, William. How did you end up becoming a historian of South Africa?
I was born and brought up in South Africa and went to university there and became, let's say, a slightly dissident white. And strangely, at that time, it seemed better to try and study African history in London than in Cape Town. And so I came to do my postgraduate work here, working on African history. And I was very lucky to have a very lively group of other doctoral students and staff members at SOAS who were interested in a radical approach to South African history. I was able to make a living out of my obsession, you could say, which was Southern Africa and trying to understand how it had become so polarized a society and why it hadn't found a route to decolonization. And history, in my mind, was important to inform potential changes.
Yes, that's interesting that during that time, the UK was a more open place to study South African history.